Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life. Your host is Carol DeShane, the founder of Connect to Joy. This program is designed to inspire and motivate you to find your best life. Join us on this journey of transformation for the next hour. Now, here is Carol DeShane.
Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life, where we discover ways to make your journey exceed your wildest expectations. I'm your host, Carol DeShane, and it is my true honor to help you discover you, the true you, the one who is already enough. Let's get connected. Go to the show link section on Voice America and like me on Facebook and subscribe to my YouTube channel. For questions and to reach me directly, my email address is carol@connecttojoy. That's connect2joy.com. Or you can call me at 415-943-0333. Today I'm going to talk about something that not a whole lot of people know about. It's energy space clearing. And what can it do for you? I'm going to talk about what it is, how it's done, why you might need it, how it works, and when to do it. Energy is everywhere. Everything is made from energy, and I've mentioned that before when I talked about energy healing. But the thing about energy is that no matter where you go as a person, you leave a bit of yourself behind. You have, so to speak, an energy footprint or an energetic footprint. So wherever you go, if you're upset or you're happy or whatever, you kind of leave that feeling behind of that energy of how you were. If you were sad or mad or happy, you feel it, and then you walk away or out of a room. And if you're kind of a sensitive or sensitive about something, you might walk into a room and go, whoa, this feels weird, or this feels bad. Or you might just even walk in and go, whoa, and turn around and walk out. I've had that happen to me. You might avoid a room, you might walk out of the room, or you might just go, ugh, this is uncomfortable. And you might not realize it's because someone was just there having a big argument, or you might realize it. It depends on who you are and how aware you are of how you feel things. But what you might have done is go house shopping or apartment shopping, and you walked in and you went, no, it doesn't feel like home. And you walk out again. And the person you're with may go, there's everything on your list in this apartment or in this house. And you go, yeah, but it doesn't feel right. And you don't think anything about it. But literally what you're saying is the energy that's in that house does not feel right to you. And it's because most people are only comfortable in an energy space or a space that has energy that is the same or a little bit higher than where they're at, that vibration. It's the same kind of energy or it's a little higher. If it's too high, depending, you may not be comfortable living there at first. It'll take a little bit to adjust, but it will raise your vibration up. If it's lower, you go in and all of a sudden you'll feel depressed. You'll feel sad. You'll feel like you have no energy at all. And you'll be sitting in front of the TV all the time doing nothing because you won't have any of this energy. So it's very important when you walk into a place to decide, do I feel good when I walk in? Does it feel like home? Does it feel right to me? Or maybe not. Because that's a really big piece of the puzzle when you're looking for a place to live. Now, I didn't realize that I really was taking on other people's energy and feeling it because I never thought of myself as psychic. I knew I could be somehow inside me, but I didn't consciously believe I could be. But for some reason, people would ask me, are you upset? And I'd go, what? And I'd check in with myself internally and go, no, why did you ask that? You seem really upset. And I'll go, no. And what it turns out is that I've taken on other people around me, their energy, and I'm reflecting it back. Whether it's somebody who just left or whether it's somebody, because I may feel just fine and it's being reflected, this anger or this whatever it is tension back at people that I'm talking to, and I have no idea. And I didn't discover this, what that was, until I went with my now ex-husband to a storage shed. We were dating at the time. And he had put all of his mother's items in there after she died, closed the storage shed up, and left it. I'm not sure he ever went back to it in between or not, but he went with me to help us because we got a house to take all of these things out decide what we wanted to keep and what we wanted to sell and junk, and then take the rest of the house. So we were looking through everything, or we were going to, and he opened up one of those sliding doors, the metal sliding doors that are corrugated, unlocked the lock, opened it up, and I felt like I had been hit with a ton of bricks. Like a Mack truck had wrecked, and just whacked into me, and I almost fell over, and I couldn't breathe. I started having a panic attack. I had no clue what was going on. Literally zero clue. And he goes, "What is going on with you?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know. Give me a minute." And I came back and I went, "Oh my God, did you feel that?" And he goes, "What?" I said, "Did you feel the sadness and the anger and the awe, this wall of lower vibrational," which is what I call lower vibrational feelings, which were the sadness, the depression, the anger. "Oh, did you feel that?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, whenever I come here, I feel that." And I went, he's aware too, but he didn't know because he was too in the middle of it. But every space and every item has an energy signature because of the people that have attached themselves to it. So you can have energy space clearing. I'm going to make that clear in a minute, what I just said. You can have it for your home or your business. Yes, you may not have thought of that, but yes, you can have it for your business too. So I'm going to talk about both of those things. But first, I'm going to be talking about to realize that the reason you need it is because every single person that's ever lived in your home, visited your business or your home, the people who stayed with you, the people who built it, the pets, the people who made the furniture or the drapes or the appliances that you bought, even the people that made the clothing or the food that you buy, they all were feeling a certain way when they made the things or when they were visiting. The emotions might have been of having a horrible day. Maybe they were suicidal or homicidal. Maybe they just were angry at somebody. But they can imprint that energy on the item or the space. So if you feel awful in your home or your business space, it isn't necessarily you. You are the most comfortable in that space, like I said, where the energy is at the same or slightly higher vibrational level than you are. So when you clear energy that isn't compatible with you, you want it to be a healthier atmosphere so that you feel stronger mentally, emotionally, and physically. So you want someone that can help you do that if you need it. Now, this may all sound strange, but stick with me here. I've seen a lot of amazing results from my clients, and I'll be giving you some examples as we go along so you can see how this can really change your life. So first, how it's done. Now, energy space clearing can be done in lots of different ways by lots of different people. It's been done for centuries. There's sage that you can smudge. There's crystals and bells and mirrors. There's all different kinds of ways you can do it. By the different types of people, it can be shamans or feng shui practitioners. I think maybe dowsers do it, and I do it as well. And I just use energy. I don't use the smudging or the crystal balls or any of those sorts of things. If you watch me, I don't usually say much. You'll just see me doing a lot of toe touching and waving my arms around. And if you ask me questions, I'm happy to answer, but you won't know exactly what I'm doing. But I'm basically lifting out all of the negative and releasing it and shifting it. And I just wanted to let you know quickly how I got involved with this. Because I work with clients for 25 years as a Reiki practitioner, so I was aware of energy. And for 2 years, I worked as a Marconics recalibration practitioner as of the date of this radio show. I've had clients who felt absolutely wonderful. And then they left me, and sometimes they come back going, "It feels good now." And I thought, wait a minute, Marconics is not supposed to leave their energy. Why did they feel less? So I started experimenting. I started using the Marconics cleansing ritual that I use in my own home. I asked my clients if I could include it in their package for free. They said, "I have a free gift for you. I want to try this out," but I didn't tell them that I hadn't done it before. And so I thought, well, how would you like it if I added this home energy space clearing for you? And I'm, you know, trying it out, trying to see if it works or not, because I wanted to be able to get this lower vibration out of their home so that they could recharge in a safer location. I was getting this feeling that by doing the energy work of my clients, they were taking this nice shower with this new energy, and then they go home and they put on their dirty clothes again because they were literally dealing with what, you know, the old feelings that they had before. They weren't feeling anything different. When I started using it, amazing things started happening. There were all sorts of different things that happened. I learned a lot, and I'm going to get into some of those stories in the next segment. But I wanted to talk to you about the fact that when you are dealing with this energy space clearing, you need to make sure that you're happy with the practitioner doing it. You want to make sure your energy feels right with them. You want to make sure that you are happy and connected and you are excited to work with them. Because if it's the wrong energy for you, it's not going to benefit you at all, and it could make it worse. And you can do it on your own. You can try shifting your energy space on your own. I'll give you all sorts of ideas as we work along through this show. And I'll tell you when you know if you need it and how you can find someone. All those things I'm going to be able to help you with during the show. And why it might benefit you, that's the next segment. I'm going to be talking about home energy clearings, how they'll benefit you, and when you might want to have it done. And the following segment is going to be all about business energy clearing, so you can see the difference and why you might want someone to do it and what you need to look for when you hire somebody. The questions you might want to ask. Because so many times it really matters who you hire for anything, that they be on the same page as you. And you want to be able to have all of these darkness lifted from your house, if you have it, so that you can feel more who you truly are. I'm going to be taking a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. But if you want more about this type of information, go ahead and sign up for my blogs. You'll find it at my website, and you can click on the blog link, and you'll be able to sign up right there. It comes out once a week. It's called Thoughts for a More Joyous World. There are ideas for you to think about, to mull over, maybe to remind you of what you already knew, and perhaps you'll have an aha moment from time to time to go, oh yeah, oh, this is a good idea. I may need to deal with this. I'll be back, and we'll be talking more on energy space clearings in just a few moments. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
We're with you wherever Alexa and Google are, at home, in the car, on your smart TV, and your connected devices.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Google. Play my favorite Voice America podcast on TuneIn.
It's just that easy. But make sure you actually mention the name of the podcast show to make it work.
You are tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Welcome back. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life. Today, I'm talking about energy clearings for your home and your business. And right now, I'm going to be talking about why you might want home energy clearings and how it might benefit you. So if you have anyone in the house that feels depressed or has a low level of anxiety when they're at home, especially when they're just at home or when they're just leaving the house, but usually outside of the house, they're not too bad. But at home, they feel really not very good. Something's wrong. They don't know. They feel on edge. Maybe they're overly critical or complaining, whether it's you or someone you live with. You might have trouble sleeping, where you just can't seem to sleep no matter how hard you try. Could be the energy of the house, could be a bunch of things, but that also can help. If you feel angry or on edge for no apparent reason and people start snapping at each other at the house, I mean, all of a sudden people are fighting, they're kibitzing, they're doing things that you're going, when we're outside of this place, they don't do that. Why are they doing that at home? Now, some siblings are going to fight and argue all the time, but if you have the wrong energy in the house, it will definitely magnify that problem. If you feel unsafe at home, that might also be a reason. It might be for other reasons as well, but it could be that an energy space clearing could benefit you. If they're, like I said, if people are on edge and snap and have discord or arguments, definitely something that you might want to look into. If you're attracting totally unhealthy relationships into your space, so maybe even people come into repair the plumbing or the furnace end up being nasty and snap at you or do something, you're definitely attracting people that you don't want in your space. You want them to fix it, but you may not want them to, you know, be those people, maybe somebody different from that or a different company. If you find that you come in after work or your spouse does or someone and they are coming home, they go, "Hey, I'm home." And then they go, "I'm exhausted." All of a sudden, their energy shifts, like immensely. And then they go sit down and watch TV all night and do nothing. You can't get them off the couch. Or they just are lethargic. Your kids might get that way. Maybe they're go, 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 done. Nothing. When they get home and they walk through the door. Maybe the second they're out the door, they're in great shape again. That's when you need to look into energy space clearing. If you've had some difficult people staying with you, and even after they leave the house, it kind of feels off. That's another time you can benefit from energy space clearing because difficult people like to leave that energy behind. They like to create people arguing and discord, don't they? Whether it's a friend or a relative that comes and you go, "Oh God, why are they coming again?" It's hard to get that feeling out of there, and it might even create arguments with their energy that's left behind for you and your spouse or you and your kids if you bring them up or even if you're not talking about that. You may also want an energy space clearing if your pet is not doing well because our pets take on all of our energies. I mean, if you've ever had a dog or even, well, I'm not sure about cats. I haven't had a cat for more than a short amount of time because I'm so allergic. But I remember going through a really hard year when my father died and a bunch of stuff happened. And I was crying a lot. I would always go to meditate in my bubble bath. It was just the easiest place. It was near water. It just sends to release the toxins and let it go. And I would pray, 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 cry, 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 and then breathe and then meditate so that I would have released a lot of the stuff. And I had an older dog at the time. And I heard one time from downstairs her go, "Ugh." And I started chuckling to myself going, "Oh my God, I can't believe she just did that." Because she would always appear up, coming up the stairs, looking around the corner, and she'd look at me. And this time she looked at me like, "Really? Again?" Because I was having a hard time. And she walks over to me, but that was every time she'd come over to the bathtub and she'd stick her chin on the bathtub and look at me with this look of, I love you. Please feel better. And I've had dogs before, they most of them did that for me. They would pull that bad energy out of me and almost take it on. Like if you've ever saw the original Star Trek, they called it the empath, where this alien would come over and she would touch Dr. McCoy, and she would touch him and say, she didn't say anything, but she would pull all of the sickness or the injury out of him, and then it would appear on her, and then she'd have to heal herself. And it feels to me like the energy of an animal. That's exactly what they do. They pull that energy out of you, that bad energy that feels bad, and then they have to carry it around. So if your dog or cat is feeling pretty bad, or has, you know, for no reason, all of a sudden they start having diarrhea or, you know, acting a little differently, this could be because they've taken on your energy. They don't feel good. They need a shift. And I have a story about that when I get to what actually happened when I was clearing out a house. So what happens when I do a room is, and I think this is most people that work this way, I clear out first the negative energy and any other toxicity to my clients. So I go into a room, and if there's anything that feels heavy or dark, I don't know what it is, I don't need to know what it is, I lift it up and I push it out. So I let it go, I disintegrate it, whatever envisioning process I do at that time, I let it go. And after I go room by room to do that, I also set protection around doors and windows and the perimeter of the house so that whoever you don't want to come into the house, whatever energies you don't want to bring in with you, that you'll leave it outside. So if you feel bad coming in or your spouse is angry sometimes, that maybe that will work and help, you know, almost like siphon off the negativity. So they're walking through a strainer or something when they come in and all the negative stays outside, the heavier energy, and it just doesn't come in with them. It doesn't impact your relationship. So that's my intention, to go room by room, clearing the negative energy and any toxicity, and then to set protection around doors and windows and the property in general, the perimeter of the house and the property. And then I connect my client and everybody who lives there, including the animals, together and to that energy so they all feel comfortable in that energy. I want it to be for their highest good, for whatever that is, to lift them all up to where they need to be. I learned my lesson on this one the hard way. At the very beginning of my career, when I offered those free services in order to learn how to do it, I went through this house. I think it was the first one I did, and I was feeling really good. It felt like the place was much lighter. It felt good. My client felt good in the house. And then the people that lived there with her came home, the boyfriend and the two girls that lived there. They all three walked in the house and started yelling at my client. This was after I left, because they felt wrong with that energy. It wasn't their energy. It didn't feel right. It was different. And so they yelled at her for doing it. And she went, I'm trying to do something nice for everybody. And what happens? They yelled at me. And I thought, what happened? But then she told me, after they slept in the energy and got used to it, the next day they got up and they said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened. I don't know why I acted like that. And she looked at them and thought, oh, they got used to the energy. And I thought, duh, bang my, you know, my hand on my forehead going, oh my God, I didn't attach. I need to pull all their energies in and hook them all to that house. So, and I haven't had that problem since then. But that was a real wake-up call and a real learning experience for me to make sure I hook everybody to it, to that energy. Now, I have had a couple of times when those animals that were carrying all that energy knew I was coming ahead of time. They felt it because we made the appointment, and that day, on more than one occasion, the animals started peeing, pooping, and throwing up all over the house that whole morning before I got there. They were kind of disengorging, releasing all the fear they'd held on to, all the stuff, so they didn't have to do it anymore. They didn't have to hold it anymore. And then they went out for a walk or left the place. And one set of animals, actually at one house, ended up continuing to pee and poop and have diarrhea and throw up. That whole hour and a half they were gone while I was working on the house. And then when they came back, they were fine. And one animal, actually, it was the weirdest thing. I was there. They told me what had happened. And I walked in and I looked at this dog, and this dog looked at me with this imploring kind of expression. And I went, it's okay. I'm going to change the energy here. And the dog looked at me and went, ah. This deep sigh of relief almost came from this dog, and the imploring look stopped and almost nodded its head, and it got up and walked away. And I went, whoa. Okay, this was one of the first ones again. So it was like, oh boy, this is really interesting. When animals carry them, it's almost like they feel relieved when they come back. I've heard reports that the animals are more joyful, they're more playful, and they are always healthy when they come back. I haven't had one that hasn't been. It doesn't mean it can't happen. But when they come back, they start acting younger. Like that energy, that heaviness they were carrying around for their people is no longer there. There was also a time when I walked out the front door of the house, just having finished it, and the husband walked in the back. Now, I was definitely feeling that their energy wasn't necessarily the best at that point. They were having some issues with their relationship. And she said, since that happened, his energy has shifted more and more and more, that he is easier to deal with, he's happier. He's still human, he still complains, but it's not like he is not this, this person has shifted so much. She said it started that minute he walked in the door. It's like the whole place, which had been a rental, and she was also renting, shifted and adjusted. And so therefore, he walked in to a whole fresh kind of energy, and he's been changing ever since. It is like amazing. And their relationship is stronger than ever. I mean, like way better than it had been for years. And I told her, if you need me to come back, she says, no, it's still getting better. And it's been a year and a half. So all I say is I only know what people tell me, and it can be pretty amazing. I see it's about time for a break. So when we come back, I'm going to be talking about business space clearing and what you can do for that. And one more story I didn't have time for about home energy space clearings. And I want you to realize that this can all amazingly benefit you. So if you want more information on how this works, first you can look at my website on www.connecttojoy.com. That's the two in the middle, not the T-O. So connect to joy. Under services, the tab, there's a whole bunch on energy space clearing, and it will explain more of the benefits if you want to see it in person. And I'll tell you more about how this is done virtually, and not just in person, if need be, and especially if you're listening to this at the time I'm recording it, there's still the pandemic, and we're locked down. So it can also be that way. This is Living Your Limitless Life, and I'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connecttojoy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShane, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
We're with you wherever Alexa and Google are. At home, in the car, on your smart TV, and your connected devices.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Google. Play my favorite Voice America podcast on TuneIn.
It's just that easy. But make sure you actually mention the name of the podcast show to make it work.
You are tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane. When you have a chance to look at my website, make sure you do read through that energy space clearing under the services tab, because it really is something that will explain better, perhaps, and sometimes people need it in print to be able to understand it. And there's a lot of other places. I'm going to give you some examples of what else you can do in the last segment. But I want now to tell you one more story about a home energy space clearing, because I had one person who said, I didn't feel anything. It feels exactly the same here. And I said, oh, well, okay, that's not a problem. And I said, so you were saying that you were having some health issues. And she said, yes. And I said, okay, well, you're not sleeping well. And she said, no, I'm having trouble getting to sleep. I sleep like at 3 a.m. because I can't seem to get to sleep. And I said, and then in the morning, of course, you have no energy, so you can't get out of bed. And she says, I know, I'm kind of depressed. It takes forever in the morning. And I can, because the kind of job she did, she could make her own hours. But it wasn't something she was happy with. So after the energy space clearing, and she said that she felt nothing, we talked for a bit. And I said, so how are you feeling? Well, can you get to sleep? How's your sleep pattern? She said, oh, yeah. No, the last few days, I've been able to get to sleep around 11. I'm amazed. I fall asleep almost immediately, and I stay asleep most of the night, and I haven't done that for years. I said, oh, really? I said, how's your energy level when you wake up? And she says, oh, it's so much better now. I don't have to get up at 10 anymore. I can get up like at 8, and I can actually have some clients, but I'm waiting to see if this keeps up because it's new. I said, oh, and how's your depression? And she said, oh, you know, actually, I don't really have much depression. And I went, I didn't say anything because I went, yes. And she goes, I guess this did help. I feel totally, okay, never mind. I feel really stupid, she said. This did help. I really feel a difference. So sometimes you don't realize what you were doing. You only see the bad stuff that's not working for you. You don't see, all of a sudden you realize, oh, this is better. It's like when you have a pain that disappears, even if it's been there a long time, you may not realize the pain is gone until you try and do something you couldn't do before, like walking up steps if it's your knee or something. You'll be going on and on, and all of a sudden you go, oh my God, I just did this. Or, oh my God, my migraine's gone and I didn't even think about it. It's just gone. So this is the kind of thing that happens both with the Marconics energy and with this energy space clearing, where sometimes you just, things are better, but you don't realize it till somebody actually points it out to you. And I've done that to a few of my clients who've said they felt nothing, that nothing shifted. And I'm going, how are you doing? And then I get the answer, I'm much better, or this situation's better. And it's like, oh, and they go, oh, okay, never mind. I did see there was a difference. I did see that a change happened. So now I want to talk about business space clearing or office and how it can benefit you. So if you have some discord amongst employees, or the employees with you, either amongst each other or with you, you might benefit. Maybe your prosperity feels blocked, whether it means you only make up to a certain amount no matter how hard you try, and then it never goes over. Maybe you want to hit another zero, and you may need to shift your prosperity. Energy space clearing may benefit you. Maybe clients or customers are unsatisfied, and they're not happy, they're complaining, or they're leaving your business and they're not shopping there anymore, or they're not being customers or clients of yours anymore. Maybe you're not attracting the right type of client or any clients. Maybe you need to shift the energy space clearing in your place of business. Maybe you just feel stuck. Your creativity is not going. Things aren't happening the way you want them to do. You're not quite sure what's happening, but you can't move it along. Or maybe you feel like there's negative people, either as clients or customers or even your employees, that are constantly being attracted to the space. They're coming in, they're complaining, they're whining, they're people that maybe, if they're employees, they don't show up on time, or they seem to steal, or they're doing things that just are not making them good employees. Maybe they take too many breaks, or they're always on their phone, or something that is not making you happy. Maybe the employees leave quickly. They don't stay around long, even the good ones. And you're going, dang, this one was great. Why didn't they stay? Then maybe energy space clearing for your business might work for you. And sometimes you're just working and the success means really difficult. You just can't seem to move forward. There are a lot of reasons that a business doesn't work. I mean, a lot of reasons. But if it's your space, that's a pretty easy and not overly expensive way to shift one possible reason. Everybody charges differently, and some people don't do businesses. I do businesses, and I work with my client individually to find out three things. I don't know if other people work this way, but I found that this really makes a difference in the business. The first thing I ask my client is the type and level of energy they want. Because I want to clear the space of the lower negative energies, but I want to lift it to the highest vibration that the people would like there. You don't want it so high that customers are unattracted if you have a shop, depending on what kind you have. You want to make sure that people are attracted to your business, right? So I want to ask them, what type of people energy-wise do you want to attract here? What kind of employees do you want here? What kind of clients or customers? Do you want this atmosphere to be home-like or more spiritual or very business-like? What kind of energy are you looking for? How high should I lift the energy? And then the second thing I ask them is, what is your intention for the space? What type of success are you looking for so that I can set the intention of the space accordingly? So what kind of prosperity do you want? Do you want, for example, if you have, I've worked with yoga studios, do you want a lot of people in filled classes? Do you want only rich clients to come? Do you want, that have a lot of money? What are you looking for? What kind of intention do you have, prosperity-wise, and just all those different things I just mentioned? And it depends on the type of business you have, of course, and where you're at and what you want. So it's really important for me, at least how I do it, to ask my client. And then the third thing I do is I put protection around your business in whatever form you'd like to take. Because my goal is to make your workplace productive, successful, and, well, harmonious. I want all the people who work there and all the people who come there to be attracted to it as a place that they love to go to. The people that work there, that love to be there, that love each other, and it's like a family atmosphere if that's what my client wants. I want the place to make money. I want them to grow, to flourish, however the client wants it to grow and flourish. So I do ask, as part of this intention, who do you wish to attract? What type of employees? What type of clients or customers? Now, you're going to find that shops and storefronts are different from offices, obviously different from home office, because the home office, I can actually do, when I do a house, I can do the home office in a different way from the rest of the house, which I don't know anybody who does that, but I don't, this is just my thing. When I set the intention and the protection around the home office, it's different because you want the intention, that space to draw the clients. You don't necessarily want other spaces in your house to draw clients to it. So I want you to be aware that different people do it differently, the different practitioners. So ask a lot of questions when you find one, and I'll get into that in the next segment. But I want you to look at the different types for a moment of these different spaces. When you look at a shop and a storefront, they want customers who are attracted to whatever you're selling, right? You want people who love to come in, love your stuff, want to buy it. You don't want to attract to yourself people who want to shoplift or people who will leave a mess in the dressing rooms or leave things on the ground. You want people who are going to be there for you to enjoy the space. Well, not be there for you, but be there kind of for the business, to be there because they like it, for employees who enjoy being there, who are great with the customers too. If you have more of a business front where you're seeing people individually, clients, customers, they're not customers as much as their clients, like a law firm. You might want to attract different types of people to you. People, obviously, who have the money to pay, people who have an interest in your service, and the number of people that you want to come in. I did work on that yoga studio that I was mentioning before, and she said that she wanted people, especially to be a home-like atmosphere. She wanted, obviously, to have it be more successful than where it was, because she was opening a second studio, and she wanted to see it filled with people in the morning classes, especially because the morning classes were pretty lightweight on people. And so I got a text after I worked with her the very next day, and she said, "Oh my God, usually we have 5 people in the morning class. It was full to bursting this morning. Oh my God, you really put that call out there. Everybody showed up. People that I've never seen before were showing up. And it was a great class, and there's so many people. So, oh my God, you did a great job," which is a real validation for when practitioners love to hear this sort of thing. So we know that it's working, that things are happening. And there was also, there's a story I'm not going to have time for until after the break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you one more story about what happened when I did a business space clearing. And I'm also going to be talking about how often that you should do energy space clearings and what you can try to do it on your own. I'm going to try and get all that, smush that in the last little bit that we have for this. If you like what you hear, I hope that you'll subscribe to my YouTube channel. There's all sorts of, there's like 150 or more videos out now. Some of them are meditations and guided visualizations to help you move through any section of your life. There's also I Am affirmations that are under the title of the Joy Corner, and a bunch of other ones as well about all different kinds of subjects. I'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connecttojoy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
We're with you wherever Alexa and Google are, at home, in the car, on your smart TV, and your connected devices.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Google. Play my favorite Voice America podcast on TuneIn.
It's just that easy. But make sure you actually mention the name of the podcast show to make it work.
You are tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Hello, and welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. This is Carol DeShane. I wanted to do one more story about my business space clearing. I have to admit that sometimes I think I'm imagining things, so I just go, oh, that feels like a darker energy, whatever. So I go, well, let's just lift it up. There's like, at one point in one of these, a different yoga place than the other one, I felt this dark energy and I thought, oh, that's interesting. It's heavier, darker. I don't know if it's right or not. So I just raised it up and took a little longer to get rid of it. And afterwards she goes, why were you over there for so long? And I said, well, I don't know. It just felt heavier. It felt odd. And she goes, oh my God, that is the spot where this guy who kept coming that felt really uncomfortable to me, who considered himself a guru, was at. And his energy was off for me. It didn't feel right. And I said, yeah, it didn't feel right to me either. She says, that's the last spot he hung out in. And he stayed there quite a bit and he wouldn't move from there. And he would come to classes and he'd just stand there. And people would talk to him and felt like he was this great energy, but it felt wrong to me. And so when people, like I said earlier, validate you, and as a practitioner, you can see that things are working, things are moving along, and it's always a surprise to hear the story of what really is happening in the spaces when I go and work, because I don't want to know ahead of time. I just want to work with it when it comes to where there's negative energy that they feel. Afterwards, they can tell me and I can go back and check it if they need me to, but I don't want to know ahead of time. The question I get a lot, moving on here, is how often should I do an energy space clearing? Now, if it's really, really bad to start with, you feel like you have ghosts, you have problems, you may need a booster after a month or two, but it doesn't mean you do. It depends on how it feels to you. You live there or you work there. Are people getting angry again? Are there more fights again? How does it feel? You might want one just every 6 months to a year, because really you just need a booster shot once you have it kind of where you want it. So you might want to do it once a year, once every 6 months. It's up to you. Absolutely on this one. You may never feel you need it again. Like one of my clients who said, things are great. I don't need it. Everything's fabulous. I'm doing good. I'll let you know. Year and a half, never heard. I mean, I've talked to her and worked with her in other ways, but never for that. It's been great. So that's up to you on how often you need to do it. Now, you might want to know if you can do it on your own. Some things work better than others, but if you want to try it, I'm happy to give you all sorts of ideas. So let me run through some of these. Houseplants are a natural filter for negative energy. They breathe it in, they suck it back out again. They take in and they transmute it and they shift it. So have lots of houseplants. You might want to just declare that the space is yours and that everyone there needs to leave, or everything that's not works for you should be gone. I tried this. This is the first time I ever tried doing an energy space clearing when I moved into a place, actually bought it, that had the last owner die on the property. They died on the outside, but it was a murder. And they started on the inside, and then the person ran outside where they were killed. So, yeah, I didn't know about that till right before I bought it. So I declared that person needed to leave, and I used some crystals around the various places. I checked into feng shui, tried to get things clear. And I also, you can do smudging. You can burn white sage. Now, there's all kinds of different ideas about sage. Basically there's an article on Vogue.com by Brooke Bob in 2016. I'm going to quote him. It says, the smoke offers rapid delivery to the brain and efficient absorption to the body. Scientists have observed that sage can clear up to 94% of airborne bacteria in a space and disinfect the air. When sage is burned, it releases negative ions, which is linked to putting people into a positive mood. Now, that's all well and good, but I have to say, I hadn't read that before. So when I tried smudging, I took a little piece of sage, and I lit it on fire, and then I kind of blew it out, and I walked around that house where that death had happened, and I didn't feel any different. I thought, well, I must not have used enough. So I went back and took the entire bunch of sage and did the same thing. I walked around, and I started coughing and coughing and coughing. To this day, the smell of sage makes me nauseous because I overdid it. So smudging does not work for me, but it may work for you. And since I didn't realize that it disinfects the air, I thought I was supposed to feel something at the time. It was a long time ago. I overdid it. It may work for you. Don't not use it just because I didn't have a good expression with it. Now, you also might want to try sea salt and water, because it's supposed to have the negative go into the salt and then release that. You might want to move your furniture around to shift how you feel emotionally in case it's kind of stuck in a certain energy. It's also the feng shui you might want to look into, which can help with that. You might want to burn incense, maybe something other than sage. You can cleanse rooms with sprays, with aromatherapy. You can use high-frequency music, which I find doesn't work for me. It's the vibration of that music bothers me, but it may work for you. Black tourmaline is supposed to be really good, so you can wear it or you can scatter it around, and it might be something that works for you. And, of course, there are lots of books that can get you started, including those on feng shui and books by Denise Lin, who is incredibly interesting when you read it. She goes from everything from decluttering your home to decluttering your energy space. And I find her a fascinating read. And, of course, if you want to hire, you can hire a bunch of people. You can hire feng shui practitioners, dowsers. You can hire all different types of, I'm trying to remember the other names, they're just at the tip of my tongue. But of course, you can also hire me. You can check out my website that I mentioned earlier on the www.connecttojoy.com, because there's a whole page on that for homes and offices, and it explains a little bit more. And as well as my way of doing businesses is probably going to be different than other people. But make sure whoever you choose, if you hire somebody, that you interview them. Like I said at the beginning, you must like their energy and feel comfortable with them in order to hire them. If you don't, you won't like the energy in your house. So don't let someone talk you into it or give you a present of this sort of thing until you actually interview them. Feel them in person if you can, or at least on the phone. Feel if that vibration and that person and what they want to do for your house or your business feels right to you. It's really important. I do want to say that I found that with my clients that it works really well with Marconics. I found it is for one for the person and the other for the space, helps raise vibrations faster and higher, and that energy space clearings help my clients with their relationships, their sleep patterns, their depression, energy level, all sorts of different things in different homes, but it really makes them have more energy and gets them to feel like they're safer. I see it's time to wrap the show up, so thank you so much for joining me here today. Feel free to contact me with questions and comments on my email at carol@connect2joy.com, and check out my website, as I've said, www.connecttojoy.com, for information on one-on-one transformational life coaching of all different types, the energy work I've talked about, as well as the Marconic multidimensional energy for your person and not just your space, and intuitive readings that I offer both with life coaching and on its own. And if you need to talk to me to get an idea if we need to talk and so we can work together or not, there's a free 30-minute session that I'd be happy to talk to you to answer questions and to really let you feel if we would work well together. You've been listening to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm your host, Carol DeShane. Please join me next week when I ask the question, is self-care selfish? Because let me tell you, it's not. Giving it away. Until next week, remember, you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.